Hey, wonderfuls. Welcome to episode 342 of the podcast with my marvelous guest, musician Tatum Lynn. I want to just remind everybody that we are closing in on some very fun JV Club Live dates. I will be at the Bell House in Brooklyn on Wednesday, October 9th with fabulous guests. You can get tickets at the pinned tweet on my Twitter page at Janet Varney. And I also have been recirculating Chicago Podcast Festival ticket links and so forth. Pretty easy to find. The live show I will be doing there is Friday, 7 p.m. And can't wait for that as well. So I hope to see somebody there. I mean, listen, I really do. I think it's going to be just a joy and a blast. Well, I guess I've dragged this on long enough. Bye. So yeah, so listen, I just started right now. we can find a natural organic place to have my wonderful producer, Julian, pick this up. Shout out to Julian. But I was just admiring your one shoulder shirt.
Oh, thank you.
There's probably a better name than a one shoulder shirt. That sounds almost like a one trick pony.
Yeah. I'm like, that's what I've been calling it. So you're doing just as good as me.
My one shoulder.
We should start that. A whole clothing brand.
Yeah, one shoulder, guys. You're not familiar with it? Whatever. Good luck to you. But you just came from doing a KTLA show.
Yes.
And by the way, I'm not having you, I don't want you to like misspeak about like to
no,
be
totally
like crashing
good.
A,
yeah.
You know, but doing something like that, have you always been comfortable just sort of like showing up in someone else's realm, like someone else's show, and then very quickly it's just like, and now perform? Do you like it?
I honestly grew up kind of doing it.
Yeah.
My favorite story, like my parents' favorite stories to tell, is like I would go to the mall or something like that, and they're like, okay, Tatum, just sing for the mall.
Yeah.
Just sing, like, stand
for
right
the
for the mall.
This
go
one's for the mall.
For
shout out to the mall.
Shout out to
amazing.
My people in Nordstrom.
That's awesome. With, like, a guitar or just, like,
just
acapella?
Just acapella.
Oh, my.
Even if, like, I was
That's
younger
so cute.
And, like, I feel like four. I started
yeah.
doing that really young.
Yeah.
It's probably not the best performance. And people were like, okay, can you guys get this girl out of Nordstrom or something? But no, I'm pretty used to it. Just showing up somewhere and
yeah.
speaking or singing.
That's so good for you, I think, right?
Cute.
To feel to just, in any other circumstance in life, to be able
oh.
to just sort of go with the flow
for
and
sure.
like speak to whomever and be able to find something to talk about with
yeah.
anybody. To be doing that from such a young age.
I
like,
agree.
Not
it's
bad.
Helped me a lot, like just growing up and things like that,
yeah.
like interviews, school things, like,
yeah.
just things like that. Basically.
Well, where was this? Where would be this Nordstrom that you would perhaps suddenly, you know, in the 60s, I think
yeah.
they would have called that a happening.
A that's happening?
Like, that's what they
yeah.
called stuff. And like a theater troupe would start performing something political
yeah.
in like Haight-Ashbury.
Yeah.
So we have our Tatum Lynn happening in Nordstrom.
Like, it was not even like a show. Like, me and my mom would be shopping with my sisters, and then this like older man would be like, oh yeah, your daughter sings, right? Can she sing for us?
Oh my gosh.
And they'll give me this little speaker, and they'll just
oh
be like people
gosh.
Listening over the air.
Like, that's so fun though.
It was a lot of fun.
Okay,
it was
so
an experience.
But I derailed you, I'm so sorry.
No, really good.
What city, where would this Nordstrom
yeah
be?
So I'm from Tempe, Arizona. The heat.
Wait, did we not have, did I know this? I'm from Tucson.
You are from Tucson?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Arizona
funny?
People here.
Yeah.
Okay. We stick together.
Okay. Oh boy. Tempe. Yeah. Listen, you got to go into the Nordstrom just so you don't boil outside in the dry
yeah.
heat.
It is hot.
As if dry and wet heater. I mean, I would take dry heat over
yeah.
wet heater, gotta be honest.
For sure. I was just in South Carolina last week and I got off the plane. I'm like, this Arizona girl can't do this right
it's
now.
Hard.
And the humidity.
It makes
it
me feel
hot.
Like something's wrong.
Yeah.
There's like a message from my lungs to my brain that's like,
yeah.
you may be underwater.
You may be
like,
underwater.
You may be in serious danger.
You may, like, did you just get out of the shower and you don't know about it? Like,
and also be prepared to take 6 showers a day because
oh,
you will
I,
continue
yeah.
to stay sweaty.
I had a performance in South Carolina and they had me perform outside on a rooftop.
Oof.
And I was like, in jeans. I wasn't really prepared, like,
yeah.
like clothing wise.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
oh, I'll just wear this.
Sure.
Like, I'll be fine. whew, like I had to go get a
rooftop. Yeah. That really is like a, like you were being pranked or something.
Yeah, I was like, am I on a TV show right now? Come out. We're done.
Did you get lightheaded? Like, was it enough that... Because you already are sort of like the breathing is different when you're singing and performing and moving and like you're putting that energy forward.
I feel like I got tired easily, like more easy.
At least you weren't like, woo, like oh, guys, like, I don't feel good.
It worked out. I just kept downing that water. I feel like from Arizona, you get used to drinking water 24/7.
They really do drill that into you, don't they?
They do. Yeah. They're like, you want a water bottle? You want a water bottle? Like, I was just getting my nails done the other day, and they're like, oh, you want a water bottle? Like, 5 times.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll take my 5th one.
Hydration. For me, that immediately translates into, like, I hope you don't need me to sit still for more than 10 minutes because I'm going to have to pee. If I'm drinking that much water. I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah.
So you said you and your little sister?
I'm the youngest of 5.
Oh, you're the
youngest. So my older, sisters.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, we have a big family.
Did you... Were you the baby who was like, hey, everybody, don't forget there's another little girl over here?
Yeah. All my siblings would definitely say that I was spoiled. Like, they definitely did not forget about me. Everybody was like, oh, daddy's a little girl. He has other little girls too, but I'm his little baby girl.
Yeah. What's the age difference from, what's the age spread between you and your
oldest
sister?
My oldest is 14 years older than me.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's my second mom, I always say.
I was going to say, that is my mom has a sister like that she sort of was babysitting in high school. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm babysitting, but at home.
Yeah. She got married, though, at 20. And I was still in kindergarten or around that age.
Yeah,
taking us out. That would make sense. Yeah. So she left the house when I was pretty young. So I had to venture for myself.
For you, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Now that we're talking about water. Now that we're talking hydrating. About water pushers.
Yeah. But she left the house early. So I kind of had to venture for myself and figure out how to dress and things like that. And it was.
What about these other, are the middle kids boys or are they?
I have two brothers and then 2 other sisters. So my other sister, she lived with us until I was elementary school. She got married as well, but they were all just so busy. I'm like, okay, I want to go to school with a slick back ponytail, Jordans, and big basketball t-shirts and stuff like that.
The most uncomfortable clothes you could. They're
that's
definitely
what I
like,
always said.
Very comfy.
Yeah. Well, I grew up as a tomboy, and I would play on a flag football team.
Oh, nice.
Played basketball. I was all boys basketball team.
Oh, really?
The one girl on there.
Oh, my gosh. That's a cute movie / TV show making.
Yeah. So I would go to school like that and play basketball on the courts with all these guys and wearing my Jordans and stuff like that.
Did any of your brothers, were they still at your school as you were in school?
So I have a brother who is 14 months older than me, and they consider us Irish twins. Yeah. So we did everything together. Like, we always cried through the fence for each other. We were like, we just bought each other. Now we would be like, just kidding. just kidding. We love each other.
You can put a couple of fences.
You can put a couple of them, a few miles. We'll be fine.
And so did they have an opinion about you being kind of like the girl who was doing the boy stuff, or are they totally cool with it?
I did it with my brother. We were on the same team, and he was always really fun to be on the same team with, because he always had my back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone pushed me the wrong way on the court, my brother would be there don't do that. I'm gonna fight you.
Nice, right? I feel like I had friends growing up who had brothers, and they definitely had that very cliche my brother threw my Barbie in the toilet. They had a lot of mean-spirited brothers.
It was funny because me and my brother didn't fight, argue and stuff like that, but my older siblings would put us as a joke in a little pin when they when they were in charge of us that day and our parents went out to dinner or something. They would put tape pillows on us and give us noodles from the pool and fight till death, basically. That's and they amazing. Would have their friends come over and bet on who would win.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
And they would always rig it and make sure I won every time against my brother. And my brother gets so mad.
Wait, how would they rig it?
They would go grab him or something, or go take away his thing, his noodle, or just
all of
help
a sudden
me.
They put a fan on him so he's fighting wind to try to get to you. Oh my gosh.
They would give us little pep talks across the room, okay, Tatum, you have to go this way.
Adorable. Well, fun. That's a very performance oriented, even just in the play happening at home. Are your other siblings in the spotlight in some way? Do they perform?
So I had, my sisters were definitely more into music than my brothers. They were all into sports, football, basketball, volleyball. But my sisters, one of my sister, she sang and she played the cello. It was mainly just for school type things. Mm-hmm. And we kind of all started younger, and then I kept going after high school and stuff like that. So yeah,
is your, and so you said that you play, your dad plays instruments as well.
My dad doesn't just play the instrument.
Okay, gotcha.
He was more football guy. He more into sports for my brothers. And my mom's a singer, and she plays the piano and the violin and stuff.
I wish I played a stringed instrument. I mean, I guess I play a guitar that has strings. Never mind. I wish I played like a violin or a cello. I think that would be so cool.
I started playing the cello, and then I was a busybody. So I sat down, I would attempt it, and I'd be like, all right, I'm done. I gave it a shot. I'm going to go to dancing now.
It's hard. That's a very specific, and it's funny too that, yeah, that dance would be a thing that, that you would feel the urge to go to, because some kids don't like going to, you know, some kids don't like going to dance class, or like don't.
I love dancing,
but it's hard. I also have a problem sitting still, and practicing guitar was very hard for me. It definitely felt like I shouldn't have to practice this. I should just know this.
That's how it was. Yeah, so for piano, I grew up. My parents would, my mom, she was like, "Oh, everybody needs to learn how to play a piano." Basically, she just wanted that for all of us.
I like that though,
and I feel like every single one of us kind of gave her a fight for it. We're like, oh, we want to go do this. We want to go play sports. And now I'm like kicking myself. I'm like, I wish I stuck with that piano, because now I have to reteach myself everything that I was learning when I was younger.
Yeah. When did you, do you write your own music?
Yes.
When did you start writing? When did you,
it was about
my, bug bite you?
So I always had a journal, and I wrote stuff just for myself, and I never really published it for anyone. I was like, oh, this is my little journal. Like, this boy broke my heart in kindergarten. I'm going to remember that.
I have some journals like that. It hurts my heart when I look at them, because the emotion is so raw, and the handwriting is so bad. Like, it's a feeling of like, you know how you sometimes, I mean, I don't know if you do this, but for me, I kind of, when I think about myself as a young person, I sort of just, you kind of keep your same consciousness that you've built up to now.
Yeah.
So it's like grown up me inside a child's body. So I don't, all I remember is like looking at the world from the outside, right? I don't picture what I look like or what my handwriting was like. And then I look at a journal like that, and it is like the clumsiest, it's like misspelling, like tiny child. And that is the way I connect with how young I really was. I look at that and I'm like, oh, she's a baby. She's a baby.
I feel the exact same way. I've always had awful handwriting, though. My family was like, Tatum should go be a doctor. I'm a right hand. Like, okay, I'm right-handed.
I was giving you an out.
I should have just said I was left-handed. So if you ever see, like, but everybody's like, Tatum, you should maybe be a doctor. And I'm like, what does that supposed to do? They're like, you don't really have to, try with that handwriting. And I'm like, oh. But it's always a joke. Everybody's like, you kind of write like a boy. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you.
Well, it feels like the need to write anything down is kind of less and less.
Yeah, so it's helping me there.
I wonder if like a little kid today is going to be like, hand what now?
Handwritten paper? Yeah. I'd never heard of that before.
I know how to write. Type.
Type.
Yeah. I never know, like, especially because I'm not tapped into tech at all. Yeah. I have no, it could be like tomorrow that something comes out and people are like, well, that's the end of handwriting.
Yeah.
Things are moving quick. I don't know at any given time what's going on.
And instead of typing, it's going to be more talking into your phone.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
For sure.
I remember when like the dictation thing came up, I was like, oh, that's so obnoxious. I'm never going to want to do that. And then a month later, I was this is so handy.
Yeah.
Talk. My thumb isn't hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my favorite to like people think they're having a private conversation on their phone, but they're out in public speaking into it. And you're like, what did Janet just do? What did she just say?
It's so crazy, especially when, I mean, this is just the biggest cliche, but it is really true that people do not realize they're talking so loud. I'm sure I don't realize I'm talking loudly. But when you were talking that loudly and everyone can hear, especially like, the worst is I fly a lot, and you probably do too, since you've been touring and stuff. But being on a plane with someone who's like, I think, hold on, 240, 240. You're like, you are so loud in such a small space right now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That happens.
That's rough.
With my parents, like, I always just sit there. Like, my dad will be looking at his phone. He'd be like, okay, yep, yeah. And I'm like, okay, dad. I just, like, put my hand, like, okay, lower D voice.
This is our special code.
This is our special code right here.
In high school for you, were the sports happening then? That was like you started doing that stuff young. Were you playing flag football? Like where does the sports and music kind of fit in with you being a teen?
Yeah. So actually, I didn't really do the sports in high school. I kind of cut that before high school. Yeah. And that was right when I was getting into dance. So I started to compete in dance, and I did show choir. Show choir was my favorite.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Really?
I didn't even know it was a thing.
There's a lot of people who actually are like, what's show choir?
I mean,
like,
I knew there was the choir, but I didn't know. Maybe they just called it choir at my school.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was as performative as it was, or I probably would have signed up for it, because I didn't sing in drama, which is what I was doing all the time.
Yeah. Well, like, I love show choir because I'm a busybody, like I said before. So, like, just sitting there, like, it's singing, nice to have, standing like, some there. Moves. Oh, I love dancing and stuff like that. So, I'm like, okay, this is my place, show choir.
Yeah.
So, I got into that and then the dancing and stuff like that. But when I was younger, like middle school, elementary school, I did the sports and like the flag football. And
do you feel like there was a transition for you in terms of, and I don't mean to like put too much of a label on it, but in terms of being more of a tomboy, did you feel like you kind of became more in touch with your femininity when you were a teenager?
It was in middle school. So I went to middle school kind of as like a little tomboy. I had a slick back ponytail. I didn't even know how to do my hair. I had like this thick, like horse mane. They always said it was a horse.
If you guys
mane.
Knew what I was looking at right now, you would think that was the most hilarious lie you'd ever heard.
But I literally could not do my hair. And my dad did my hair for me because, like, I couldn't even, like, put my hand around. Like, my hair was so thick. Like, I couldn't even do it.
Lucky duck.
So,
I'm sure.
And now here I am.
Like,
I just chopped my hair. I'm, like,
that's great.
Bleach blonde. But,
that's great.
My dad, he would just put so much gel, literally slick back. Everybody was like, you kind of look like Lord Voldemort. I have this one photo, slick back and, like, that's pale, amazing. And I look like Lord Voldemort. And I was like, yeah, that's me.
Amazing.
But that was sixth grade. I went to sixth grade with, like, slick back hair, and I was just chilling. I was like, yep, this is me. I'm comfortable in my own skin right now. And I've always been that way. But I think like seventh and eighth grade, I was like, I'm going to take my hair out of this ponytail. I'm going to try on a skirt.
It hadn't just grown into a ponytail position. You take out the band and it's like, nope, it's holding true.
It's holding true with that gel.
Yeah.
Don't even need a ponytail
exactly,
anymore.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think it was more into my eighth grade year, honestly, because I was student body president at my middle school and things like that. And I felt like I was more on TV. So I was like, I'm going to start trying to wear makeup. And I was awful at makeup, all of that. On like, it was called Jaguar TV. Uh-huh. So like, good morning, this is Tatum Lynn, your president right now speaking to you.
Jaguar TV.
Jaguar TV. Welcome to Jaguar TV.
That's amazing. And by then you already had all this experience just like being in front of people and speaking in front of people. So
it definitely helped a lot.
Yeah.
For sure.
Did you like go on YouTube and get makeup tips and stuff? Like, there's so much out there now that you can kind of go like, oh, this is how to make my cheekbones.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I was pretty not well aware of that. Like, I knew about it, but honestly, I didn't really care.
Yeah.
I was like,
great.
I tried what I wanted, wore too much blush, wore too much eyeshadow, and it's like, what's behind there?
Yeah. My main thing when I look at old pictures of myself is like, oh, I didn't realize that my eyebrows were so blonde you couldn't see them.
Yeah.
I just look like I had a little skull face.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing happened. It just looks like bone above my eyes.
My thing was purple eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I just loved the purple eyeshadow for sure. Yeah.
Was it like just one? Would you just kind of do like one solid like purple?
And then I would attempt the eyeliner. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, I'll be more subtle on the eyeliner. Do brown. I would do like brown eyeliner with purple eyeshadow.
Like, this is sophisticated. This worked out. I know how to pull back a little bit on that. It's not like my mascara is purple, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Unless it was. Okay. I don't know.
I wish.
I know. I've never been able to pull off. I always feel like whatever, anytime I've tried to do colored mascara, it just looks like I awkwardly painted my clumpy.
Well,
and
I've
just
seen
looks
like
weird.
Magazine like covers of these girls with white.
Oh.
Like, have you seen the white? And I'm like, okay, you look so pretty. And then you attempt it and you're like, you look albino, even more albino.
It's really hard for me to imagine pulling that off. That's amazing. Okay, we're going to take a break. I will be back after a word from our wonderful buddies at Maximum Fun.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Courtney Enlow.
I'm Brent Black, and we're the hosts of Trends Like These.
Trends Like These is an internet news show where we take the stories trending on social media and go beyond the headlines.
We'll give you the actual facts of the story and not just the knee-jerk reactions.
Plus, we end every episode with a ray of hope that we call the Wi-Fi of the week.
So join us every Friday on Maximum Fun.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trends Like These, real-life friends talking internet trends.
what was your high school? Was your high school a public high school? Was it private? Was it ICO?
Public, yeah.
And how many, how big was it?
3,000. Yeah, around 3,000 people.
Yeah. Tempe's a big place. I mean, not unlike LA. Tempe is, you know, people are like, well, where's that? And you're like, well, just picture Phoenix. Yeah. And then know that there's a bunch of cities around that that are their own thing.
But I just call it a college town. We're right next to ASU.
It is, very much so. Yeah.
15 minutes away from ASU, for sure.
I have a friend who went to ASU, and I always joke because even though I didn't even go to the U of A, I went to NAU, and then I went to San Francisco, but I grew up in, like, the culture of, like, Wildcat basketball, so I still call people who went to ASU scum devils.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even go there, and I just did a show at my college, like an alumni show, and my friend Jessica was there, and someone was like, so how many I have to think about, oh, gators. It's so weird. San Francisco does not have alligators.
Yeah.
It's like supposed to be the Golden Gate, gators.
Yeah. Gators.
But then the mascot is an alligator, so that doesn't really. But someone was like, how many gators do we have? And, you know, like, we raise our hands, and then they were like, and where else? And I immediately just burst out. I was like, well, she's a scum devil. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I should not have said that. She was laughing so hard. She's like, why do you even...
That's incredible.
And neither of us played sport. It was just like, it's so ingrained in my head.
That is so funny.
Ridiculous.
Well, I was born and raised in Tempe, so I'm like Sun Devil by heart. So
I mean...
Rivalry right here in the same room. Like, I can feel the tension.
We got to cut this short.
Yeah,
this
guys. This thing is that's over. In.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's so dumb. Again, like, I don't even...
But
is there a reason that you're contemptuous of ASU? I'd be like, not at all.
There's nothing.
Not at all.
Yeah,
I don't
know
what that is. It's
just dirty tea. You've got to stay away from there.
Yeah. 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 I guess that's natural. People like to have, like, their, you know, their thing that they root for.
Yeah, for sure.
But sometimes it gets so severe that you're like, I'm worried for this person's health. That's very bad.
Yeah. Well, even high school is like that. We had a big rivalry with a school named Marcos. Mm-hmm. Marcos Denise, I don't know if you've heard of, from Arizona. But we weren't even allowed to play them in sports for the longest time.
Was that vicious?
People brought, like, pepper spray, like, things like that, stink bombs, try to, like, get in fights and stuff. We weren't allowed to play them for years. It's crazy.
I mean, that just has to be, like, pent up teenage hormone emotion confusion that you direct somewhere, and unfortunately everyone directs it at the same opposition and vice versa. So, because you can, I mean, that's like some real Romeo and Juliet stuff.
For sure.
Like, really? What? Now, what have you done to each other? Like, what wrong have your families done to each other that this exists?
You're like dating a Marco guy.
Yeah.
I wish I did. I'll be like,
don't tell anyone.
It's between us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so crazy.
See, from it, like, finally play each other, we're across the stands, just like, we're here together, but we're not.
Yeah.
Don't tell
from
anyone.
From afar.
Yeah. From afar.
That is so nuts. Stink bomb. Oh, man. Yeah. See, that kind of scares me a little. Uh-huh. Were you a fan of your high school sports, even though you weren't playing anymore? Or were you kind of in your own world with music and dance?
Oh,
and
I was a fan. My brother was on the basketball team, we had a great basketball team. They won state like 4 years in a row.
I love that. I love non-pro basketball.
Yeah.
It is so fun to watch. I think it's the most exciting for me. I mean, football makes me nervous, but basketball, I really love watching.
I love basketball. Like, I can't really do baseball. Baseball kind of is boring for me.
I mean, I think a lot of people who really like it like the whole culture of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I love to go and sit and eat a hot dog and
all
chill.
That.
And yeah,
but in Arizona,
they're not there for like, give me that adrenaline.
But for like a high school game in Arizona out in the heat, you're like, okay.
Oh, that's also a really good point. That's such a good point. Yeah, basketball, you're inside. My dad used to do the... announce like whatever the you know, he would like do the voice the voice from the bleachers,
yeah, like the box,
yeah,
or something
the
like
box
that.
He would now I'm realizing, like, what did he do exactly? Like, what does that person do? Just say, like, and it's so and so and so and so going into the so and so quarter, like, is it? At the time, I think I thought his job was like really, really important. Now I'm realizing, like, he wasn't broadcasting this out to the world, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I would go with him as a little kid, and I have so many memories of, like, just how, and maybe you do too, because you have older siblings, but just like this, how big the bleachers seemed, and like the fact that a tiny body could, like, you could sort of crawl. I'm sure it was super dangerous, but crawl like back behind the bleachers. And
I did that all the time.
This is my secret place.
This is my secret place. Yeah. My sister, she's not the oldest one, but the one right under her, she was a pommy for one of the dancers for our school. And I would always go watch her. They made me a little uniform and everything. And I would learn the dances on the side. Then I would go hide under the bleachers.
Yeah.
in my own little bubble.
Personal time.
Get my personal time because right. stardom is That's so right. crazy with me yeah. then.
I know. You just needed some time alone.
Yeah, yeah. You know how it is.
Gotta recharge. Introvert. By the way, what would you sing when you were when Nordstrom stuck a little PA in your face when you were little?
I always went to like Adele or something like that. Or I was a music theater little girl. Mm-hmm. I
so
loved.
So you had some good like show tunes on hand.
Oh, for sure.
Did you ever get to be an Annie?
I didn't. I never had I auditioned for Annie.
Yeah.
But I never got Annie because they never said I had the right voice for it. Because she's like, it's a horn, not like, like in the like it's very nose. And they're like, Tatum, you're not very...
They
Annie
wanted
voice.
You to be more nasal.
Nasal. Like Annie's like more like sound like a little girl. And
yeah, I guess that's true.
I'm
grimacing because that's a problem that I have with voices in general. Whenever I hear a musical theater voice that's very nasal, I'm like, you don't have to do that.
You don't have to do that.
It's like, it's a matter of taste, Janet.
If
Shut
it
up,
gives you it's a matter of taste for sure. If it gives you an idea. So I would audition for Annie. They would not give me a role of Annie. And I would go audition.
Did you sound too adult?
I sound too adult. Mm-hmm. And I would be one of the gospel singers on the side. Like, you know how they have those three little, ladies right there singing? But it gives you an idea. I would go audition for, I don't know if you've heard the play Disney Dreaming.
Mm-mm.
It's like a whole show just based off this girl dreaming about all different Disney.
Oh, so they covered. So there's like different songs
princesses,
from different.
Lion
that's
King.
Very clever.
And so I was like,
good job,
I want to go after maybe a little like princess role or something. No, I got Mama Odie.
Dude, let me tell you, I identify less because of my voice, although I definitely did not have like a little kid voice, but because I'm tall. And so it was the same thing. It was like I wanted to play like the ingenue in fifth grade or whatever. And they were like, you're 5'8 at the time. Then I became 5'10. But it was like I was taller than everyone. So like, you're the mom.
You're the mom.
Guess what? You're always going to be the mom. Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah. When they told me I was Mama Odie, I was like, I want to be a prince. I was younger. I was definitely younger. I was like, I want to be Cinderella. I want to be Belle. Like, why can't I be them? They're like, you work with Mama Odie better. I was like, dig a little deeper. So yeah, that was fun.
So when you were writing song, when you started writing for yourself, what was that process like for you? Like, was it something like you said, you had your journals.
Uh-huh.
I love tangents, by the way. I realized that we like never finished that conversation, but
I love
so
it.
you had your journals and you were sort of keeping your thoughts to yourself and maybe the thoughts, did they kind of evolve into something more lyrical?
Yeah.
And then from there?
I definitely have grown as a better like songwriter by working with other songwriters for sure. So I always did my own little stuff and I feel like it kind of, I could see it grow. Like I was like, okay, I can see this in a way. But when I got into rooms with like bigger songwriters I've been working with, they've definitely led me to better things for sure.
Yeah, I was talking to... Probably Jenny, but just about the collaboration process.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny Tolman, we sort of talked about because she lives in Nashville and she's had these collaborations with other people too. And that was something that I realized like, oh yeah, I didn't figure that out until such a later point in my life that I wasn't necessarily even... That wasn't a priority for me. But now I wish I had known that when I was younger because it definitely is like it can be a very exciting process kind of crack open things in your brain that you didn't know were there.
Yeah. Like a writing session, we all come in with different ideas and then we come out with this whole different ideas. Like,
I love that.
It's like
I mean,
crazy.
That's like writing comedy,
oh,
I guess,
yeah,
too.
For sure.
So I can identify in that way. But
yeah. I love it. So I like get to learn from my journaling and then writing with other people. Like I even learned more about myself writing with other people, just speaking about things going on in my life.
Yeah. That's a big deal. I think that happens to me a lot too, where I find myself saying before I express a thought, I find myself saying a lot. And actually I never really thought about this before, but like in conversation, it's like I never would have, that never would have happened had I not, had I just been sitting by myself.
Kind
like,
of like
in
a
my
little
thoughts.
Therapy session.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just figuring out your life
in
a song.
Many of the best friendships are,
for sure.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
So did you, were you working on lyrics and then kind of coming up with the melodies as well? Or did you start collaborating early enough that you guys would like, you would meet with people and
it would
kind
be
of
early
that
enough that
well?
We did it literally together. Would be
That's
like,
great.
Okay. that's going to be the concept. Let's actually do the melody first. Just figure out the piano part,
yeah,
how it's going to go, and then put lyrics on top of that.
Nice. Okay, so you would sometimes start out with
it just depending on the day.
And, yeah. No, well, I
like,
know, right?
If we had a little concept, like I have a song called I'm the Dancer Now, and we went in, and that was like the first thing we discussed. We're like, okay, we're going to talk about this, being your own person, dancing for yourself.
Yeah.
And we came up with a little melody that kind of circled around like dancing, like la 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 da 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 da, like stuff like that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What were your friendships like in high school? Did you have like your real close-knit group? Did you be kind of friends with everyone, both?
I had a close-knit group for sure, like this little girl group. But at the same time, I was involved with student council and stuff like that. So I tried
busy
meeting new people, getting to know new people. So I feel like I jumped around.
Yeah. Did you run a good campaign when you got elected?
Yeah. One of my campaigns was actually me dress up as a football player.
Oh, nice.
I had pads. I had this whole, my brother's jersey. I had a helmet on.
Yeah.
I took off my helmet and I was like, you should vote for me. let's vote for Tatum Lynn right now for your student body president or your senior class president.
You're like, right now. And I do mean right now. I'm not going to stop watching you until I see you check a box that has my name with it.
And then the next year, I actually brought a little puppy in. My little puppy and changed it a little bit from football to puppies. So,
oh, puppies. That's very sneaky and smart.
Yeah.
Very good. What was your puppy's name?
Piper.
Piper. And what kind of dog was it?
It was a lab. But funny story about Piper. I got Piper was a little rowdy puppy. My family was not a huge fan of Piper. And one day I just came home and she was gone. My family sold her. While I was in school, they just gave her away. And it was mainly my dad.
Yeah.
But it was actually like he showed him to like a few houses and they're like, oh, she's too crazy. She's too crazy. The third house actually wanted my dog.
Yeah.
That's how bad she was.
Oh, Piper.
I miss her.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Like, did you understand? I mean, at the time, did whatever reasoning he gave you for not telling you in advance, did that make sense to you? Or were you just shattered? And does it make sense now? Or maybe it still doesn't make sense. Well, and I need to go talk to your dad.
Pull him in. Dad, let's discuss.
We got to break this down.
We got to break this down.
Best ideas come from kind of therapy of people talking together.
Yeah. Well, I was junior in high school when that happened. So I was like, I understood. But she was just not the nicest puppy to like my nieces and nephew. And then my other dog, she just like biting on people. And I understood, but still, I miss you, Piper. If you're hearing, if you're listening to this, Piper.
I miss your wild, untamed heart, Piper.
Oh, I miss her.
I'd love to see a song dedicated to Piper.
Piper, this is for you.
Yeah. Just like it could be more general. It could be about the person who's like untamable, who's very wild and misunderstood. But everyone will know in your family, like, oh, this is secretly about Piper.
I should honestly just go perform and randomly be like, oh, this song is for, dedicated to my old dog, Piper.
Yeah.
If you're listening to it. And it's like the most random song. They're like, like, see you later, baby XO. Like, this is dedicated to you, Piper.
Like, we've got to get this. That will start some kind of weird conspiracy. They'll be like, okay. First of all, I don't think Piper's a dog. I think she's a secret agent. And like, people love a good mystery. So.
Oh, for sure. We could start that.
Yeah.
I actually like that better than there what the song's about. So
there you go. And in terms of developing your music and playing and writing and all that kind of stuff, when did that extend out to going to other places and, you know, and touring, kind of it becoming more of a career?
It was more my senior year of high school, for sure. I started working with different labels. And
this is all still from Tempe?
No, I would fly out here to California.
Gotcha. I still
live there.
I was going to be super impressed with Tempe. Yeah. I was going to be like, oh, they have
Tempe?
Really,
yeah. No, I had
really
to fly out here.
It up.
Yeah, I would have to fly out here. And I worked with some labels. And then I decided, I'm like, I want to go my own route. Go independent. Figure out myself. And then I found my manager, Ryan Weiler, and he helped me from there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you say that, are you kind of beholden to a label's opinions and like how much do they involve themselves in what your process is? Is it like very hands-on?
I don't work with labels anymore.
Right.
But when I did, very hands-on.
Mm.
Yeah. And I felt like if I went independent, I could definitely be myself more.
Yeah.
And I had choice of what I want to sing about.
Well, I think that makes sense. I mean, again, that's something I can relate to just from like the sort of Hollywood experience, but it is hard when someone else, especially when you're just getting started, because if somebody says like, here's what I see for you, or here's where I see you fitting in as a brand.
That's what I got all the time.
That's a tough Because if you buy into that, it's almost over for you. Yeah. I mean, it's in that sense. Like, maybe that works for someone, yeah, but for someone else, it really might feel like,
yeah,
I've totally lost myself in this. Now I feel like I'm a commercial version of myself.
That's how,
like,
I started feeling. Even my dad noticed it for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't argue with them a lot, but I did. I was like, I spoke up a lot because, yeah, they would put me in these outfits. I'm like, I don't want to wear that. That's, yeah, not something I would wear. Yeah. And they're like, no, if you want to be, like, if you want to be seen, you have to wear something like this. I'm like, I don't believe so. Yeah. I'm, yeah, like, put me in a big t-shirt or,
yeah,
some pajamas.
Yeah. Was it like sexy? Like,
yeah, it was
overly sexy for your age. It was a little
too much for me.
Stuff.
Like, yeah. And I just, like, I'm showing my one shoulder, and that's like the most
that's
I would
do. That's, by the way, very much my speed, as, yeah, you can probably tell. I'm like, very much like, oh yeah, there was a cutout and you could just see like a V shape of my, a part of my back, yeah, and like every other
literally
inch
me. Like, yeah, oh, you can see my nice kneecap, yeah, right here.
Take
it's a
look,
great
everybody.
Shape.
Yeah.
But yeah, they would be like, oh, wear this bralette, wear this. I'm like, no, I don't want to wear, yeah, that. And they're like, well, if you want like to be seen, if you want to be seen like in a pop star way, you have to dress like one. I'm like, I can dress how I want,
yeah,
and see if people like
good
me how I am.
You. Good for you.
Thank you.
Do you feel like that's something that your parents instilled from you from a young age? Like that,
oh,
sort
for
of
sure,
independent spirit and the sort of like know thyself rather,
yeah,
than getting that feedback from outside,
yeah,
of you. You
well,
know?
I grew up doing pageants. So I was,
oh,
a little pageant,
wow,
girl.
Okay.
So
well, you, that's a good little secret,
yeah,
to blurt out.
Yeah. So little secret. Yeah, guys, I do pageants. Hi, everyone. Tatum Lynn from Tempe, Arizona. And my
Hi,
talent
Tatum.
Is singing.
Yeah.
But I grew up doing pageants, and I think I learned from there as well, like what I wanted to wear, what I wanted to do, because I feel like every girl had their own thing. They're like, I want to, yeah, wear, I want to show my stomach. I want to do this.
Yeah.
And I think from pageants, like, growing up, I was definitely a little, like, chunkier little girl. So I always, like, did my own thing. I was like, okay, I want to cover up.
Yeah.
I want to feel comfortable in my own skin, basically.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And through pageants, I definitely learned. I'm like, this is what I want to wear. I learned more about myself.
Does
it's helped me a lot.
Could it have gone the other way? I mean, do you feel like some of the little girls that you were around were kind of doing the opposite and sort of letting the world dictate what they were going to look like and how much they,
yeah,
were going to not eat and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
I worry about
for
kids.
Sure. The pageants I did, they weren't like glitz pageants. Like, it was more,
oh, was
natural.
A,
it was more natural. Yeah.
A glitz pageant. That's good for me to know.
Yeah.
Glitz
are
got
more
it.
Like Honey Boo Boo. Like,
mm-hmm,
fake teeth, mm-hmm, fake this, fake that. This one, they actually wanted more natural.
Like, you're a kid.
You're a kid.
You get to be a kid.
Yeah. But then when you got into the older stages, it was like, you kind of do what you want in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see girls like venturing out and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm going to stay with my cover-up dress.
Did you make friends through that kind of circuit that were, like,
yeah,
close friendships?
Oh, I loved it. I actually really liked pageants because it helped me a lot. I always said, I'm like, oh, I did pageants mainly just so I could go sing on stage and practice because they had a talent portion,
yeah,
and that was
that
my favorite portion.
My, that, absolutely. I would have been like, I got to get through everything else,
yeah,
but now I get to do this.
It was, I'm like, interview, modeling,
yeah,
forget about that. Let's, mm-hmm, go sing right now. But it helped me for sure a lot, interviews, like going on,
yeah,
stage, talking about politics and,
yeah,
things like that. I learned a lot. Like,
yeah,
I had to stay in the know at such a young age.
How about that?
Yeah.
I,
like,
definitely, ugh, would have failed in that department.
Yeah. And you always, pageants were interesting because you would go in an interview and you'd be like, okay, I want to speak what I think about, but at the same time, I don't want to offend. Like, not saying I would say,
right,
anything offensive,
right,
but like, you want to please everyone.
You're like, I want to burn this American flag, but I just don't want to. No, I'm totally kidding. Yeah. Yeah, no, that stuff, I mean, that's definitely, again, not,
yeah,
dissimilar to singing in front of people in a department store. That's,
yeah,
definitely like a different relationship to the rest of the world
for
than
sure.
a lot of kids have. Their,
yeah,
their worlds are very small by the very,
yeah,
nature of just being kids. But to have that experience where you are kind of out there seeing,
mm-hmm,
what it's all about. And
so I just had to be used to like, this TV channel wants you to come speak.
Yeah.
As Miss Phoenix, I was 18, basically, like, go speak on there.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And then just go, like, help with a cook show or, like, a hospital event, things like that.
Yeah. Are you still, do you still live and work out of, like, are you guys all still in Tempe?
Oh, yeah.
You are.
I still live in,
yeah,
the house I grew up with.
Do you, or have there been places that you visited where you're like, at some point I could see myself, like, tucking in here for a while? Or do you really feel
I love Arizona.
Yeah.
Maybe like I would adventure like out to a different part of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too crazy,
yeah,
here. But like, that's I do good. Like Tempe.
I could not live with the hot weather. I was one of those people that had the feeling of like, I've got to get out of here. Not because I didn't love Tucson, but because I genuinely would get like weirdly depressed in the heat.
I
and
get
stuff.
That. But at the same time, I feel like there's 3 months that's so hot and you're like, okay, just stay inside.
And the rest of the year.
Rest of the year is beautiful. Like I absolutely love
it. Also, I do miss monsoons, I will say. Yeah. And that 3 months usually contains some of that too.
My favorite comment, like whenever I tell people I'm from Arizona, they're like, so you're from Arizona, but you're albino. Like, you're really white. Why aren't you tan?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, here's the thing. I don't go outside. It's too hot.
Yeah. Also, like, why cancer.
Skin cancer.
Which was another thing that I think maybe was drilled in, because it was definitely drilled into me. People are like, oh, you look young. Like, what's your, like, your skin seems like, you know, like you have really good skin. I'm like, I'm from Arizona. They're like, wow, you really have good skin then. Because I would imagine you'd be like out in the sun all the time. And I'm like, opposite. I was slathered with sunscreen by my parents.
Same. Like, I still wear sunscreen every single day in Arizona. Yeah. Like, just walking outside, I feel like I'll get burnt. And driving.
Smart.
Like, I've been burnt. Like, my arms have been burnt while driving.
Driving is a tricky one because you feel like you're protected.
Yeah, but you're not. That car's tricking you there.
I know. I remember realizing, like, oh, my left arm is darker than my right arm. Yeah. Like, I need to do something because this is not good.
But the thing about me is that I burn. I don't tan.
Yeah, you go
I go straight to burn, and then I go straight back to white.
Yeah,
there's no, albino. There's no
mellowing process.
There's no mellowing.
Even with a burn,
I just went to Hawaii, and I was like, oh my goodness, like, I'm going to get so tan, and I got so red, and then I left albino. I think I left whiter.
Yeah.
Then I came.
I think that's, in the long run, that will end up being a gift, but boy, that's not a fun experience when it's happening. That is
I would love to be tan. I always say that.
I'm like, we're going to have to get you a beautiful parasol for all of the times that you're outside on vacation somewhere. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. And so when you were in school and you were so busy and you were doing all of this kind of stuff, how were you as a student going into class? Like, were you a good student? And were you thinking ahead of like, I need to get these grades because of XYZ?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I was planning on going to like USC, different schools like that, BYU, different schools.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I need to focus on school. I need to focus on ACT, SAT. I need to do all of this. And so with this traveling, I was like, okay, I need to make it a school. I need to do some online stuff, get some stuff done. I would talk to my teachers. Like, I would try to be like a class pet, like suck up. Like, I'm going to be out of town for this whole next week. Here's an apple.
Yeah.
I'm going to be missing a whole month.
Here's an apple. And then also here's an apple pie. Here's a gold pendant in the shape of an apple.
To show my appreciation of you understanding that I need an A in this class, but I will not be here to attend.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's sort of, like you said, having an awareness of the world beyond the school and stuff and kind of recognizing
and
that.
And it was definitely hard traveling because I was very involved with school. I was choir, top choir. I was in student council. I started a club at our school that I ran every single day, and I would have to try to run from out of town. And it just got kind of crazy, especially my senior year was nuts.
Were just always on the go. It was like
always on the go. And but it was fun.
You were getting ready to, but like, I'm sure that helped your kind of energy and your endurance for being
for
on tour and stuff like
things
that.
I would always get like
in the middle of the heat and the humidity.
It's only having 3 hours of sleep and jamming for a test, but also learning music.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, it's time for a quick break. I will be back after a word from our friends at Maximum Fun.
Welcome back to WKEP at Night. Up next, looks like we've got a PSA from local forest ranger Duck Newton.
Do I start now or?
Yeah, and lean in, Duck.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I wanted to address the unfortunate situation that... Okay, listen. Two people, good people that I and a lot of y'all have known our whole lives, are dead. Torn to shreds by...
A savage, bloodthirsty beast that defies human comprehension. If you'd like to know more, stop by the Cryptonomica, Kepler's premier museum of the macabre. Just off highway...
Come on. We just wanted to warn y'all, to beg you. If you see one of those things out in the forest, don't fight. Don't scream. Run. Run as far as you can.
Doc, it's almost midnight. Listen, folks, if you see anything, please go to thelamplighter.org and let us know. And get behind a locked door tonight.
Anything else we need to... Oh, they're leaving. Okay, well, that's thelamplighter.org, and stay safe out there, Kepler.
All I want to get into this MASH game with you that I warned you about. And I am going to start with, okay, let's see. First category for you, let's do... I want to come up with some kind of like imaginary category that has something to do with pageants, but I'm not sure what it is yet. It's like part of me wants to ask, like, you get to add a possible new category to something like that maybe would have been fun for you as a little kid.
Yeah.
Like, is there something, are there three different things that it would have been fun to be able to show the world through pageantry, even if it doesn't make sense in real life? If it was like, well, I guess I would say, like, I would love to, like, play flag football. You know what I mean? Or like, I wish
my talent would be flag football.
Yeah, yeah. If there's something like that that's kind of outrageous, but in this imaginary world we can make real, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Or are there not even three?
This game is also new for me. So I'm like, okay, I want to follow along here for sure.
Don't worry about breaking any rules. There are none. Anything like that that you could think of? Like three categories?
Like in the pageant world? Like what you wish you could have done?
Exactly.
Okay. I don't know. Like, are you meaning like what I wish I could go back and do, basically?
Yeah. It's almost, you know what? We don't have to do this.
Okay.
It's hard because, it's hard because I even said, I knew it was bad when I was qualifying it so hard. I was like, well, if you da-da-da-da, then you blah, blah, blah. Let's say three skills that you could wake up with tomorrow and have like sort of downloaded Matrix style that you could sort of incorporate into like who you are now as a performer, as a singer, something like that.
Three skills.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could naturally like play the piano for sure.
Yeah, let's just like, get that down. Your mom
or like any instrument.
Okay,
we can put down any instrument. Like all of a sudden, I just open like a like cello case or something, and like pull out this cello and go crazy.
You're like, oh, I know exactly what to do here. Two more.
Hmm. Any talent?
I wish I could tap dance.
I feel that
I should know. I feel that my personality suggests I should
be a tap dancer.
How to tap dance. And
I actually competed in a tap dance growing up.
I'm so jealous. That's fantastic.
I love tap dancing.
Yeah.
Let's see. I wish I could do like flips. Like, Pink, like she can just do like acrobats, like up in the air.
Like
I'm terrified. Yeah. I'm also terrified of heights, so I don't know how she would do that.
Yeah.
Like,
I know, right?
Okay. So flips and stuff like that.
Great.
And then third one, Tatum. Oh, you know, like how people, you can be like, oh, sing a C right now. Like it's called perfect pitch.
Oh, perfect pitch.
Like just sing a D sharp and then they just sing it without anything. You're like,
that's
that
magic
would be life-changing.
And I feel like I have a handle on singing and it still feels magical to me.
Like I could sing something and like guess it, but like always having that note in my head.
It. That's like a machine.
That's a machine.
Perfect
for
pitch. Got it. Okay. Next one is this has no bearing. Like, again, this is an imaginary world. So it doesn't matter if it's like a boy role or if it's like normally it would be too high for your voice or too low for your voice.
Yeah.
In this alternate, or it's too young of a character or too old of a character.
Yeah.
In this imaginary world, all things are sort of equalized in that way. So three musical roles that you would love to play.
Okay.
Like three, it could be three Disney princesses.
Okay.
I'm giving you your chance to check all those boxes that they didn't let you check because they made you be Mama Odie.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I love that Mama Odie though, but like, come on.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm thinking Ebony from Les Mis.
Nice, great.
Sing On My Own. That was always, when I was a little girl, I loved her.
I'm like, chills, that's like a goosebump song.
Like, I love that song.
Yeah.
Let's see. Newsies. I would love just to be a tapper. Oh, yeah. Like one of the guy tappers at least.
Great.
Like I love going to Newsies and like all the guys, like they're all guys tappers. Yeah. And I was like, come on, I want to be up there.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
And then who else? Oh, Queen Latifah Hairspray.
Nice. Oh, so good.
I would she's like my favorite part in Hairspray. For sure. So hands down.
Yes. Brilliant. Okay, nailed it. Great.
Okay.
Okay, next category is three foods that are either bad for you, in terms of like too much sugar, too fatty, yeah. make you feel tired, whatever, or you're allergic to them. Or even something that is just like so hard to get. It's like, oh, I was in Hawaii and I had this yeah. one thing. And like, I wish I could have. In our magical world, you can have whatever you want, whenever you want at the snap of your fingers.
Okay.
So three foods that yeah. check those boxes for you.
Okay. You said Hawaii, so it's like ringing.
Yeah.
Like right there. Yeah. The best acai bowl I've ever had is from Hawaii and Maui.
Nice.
Literally the best. Like, I can't explain. Like, you would just go to, like, a local place here, and it's yeah. probably 10 times better.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I love it. Those moments when you take a bite of something simple, and it almost makes you sad.
Yeah.
It's, always, like,
it's just like, why are you so good?
Why is this painful
blended
for me?
Fruit yeah. and granola? Like, why yeah. is this so good?
What a moment. Okay, great. Acai bowl. Two more.
Peanut butter. Like, right, if I could have peanut butter on hand.
I've never gotten tired of it. And when I think about the amount of peanut butter I probably consumed in my life, if you put a room yeah. together, you wouldn't be able to step foot in it.
I'm obsessed with peanut butter. And, like, my favorite meal, and everybody thinks I'm so weird for it, is peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, I was even in Hawaii by the pool, dude. And everybody's, like, oh, ordering coconut. I love coconut shrimp, too. But yeah. everybody's, like, ordering all this Hawaiian yeah. food. And I'm, like, peanut butter jelly sandwich.
I love a PB&J.
So
toast for
good.
Me. Toasted. That's what nails
okay,
it.
I respect that.
I like the toast. I like the little, give me a little crisp,
have
warm.
Have you ever grilled peanut butter jelly sandwich?
No.
It's like grilled cheese, yeah. but like with peanut butter jelly. It's like hot. And it's like, it's amazing.
Because then when it toasts, like it feels to me that the peanut butter heats up
yes.
and it goes into all the little bread holes.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more.
It's the best like nighttime
term.
Snack.
Yes.
It's amazing. Ugh, like done. 1 o'clock in the yes. morning, I'm like, let me do a grilled peanut butter
that
and jelly.
Like, honestly, cereal kind of also.
Of course.
Is like, I would eat course. That all the time. Okay, great. Acai bowl, peanut butter.
Pizookie.
Wait, what's pizookie?
You never heard of pizookie?
This is terrible.
Oh my gosh.
What if I know what it
that
is,
just
but
shattered
I don't
my
know
universe.
What I, but I don't know that
okay.
I know what it
it's,
is.
Okay, it's a simple concept. It's just a big cookie, like a skillet, like a doughy. It's not cooked all the way. And
okay.
then they put ice cream on top. It's
okay.
like a pizza.
Oh, okay.
It's like a pizookie, like pizza cookie.
Got it. A pizookie.
Like
yes.
one, all in one.
That being said, have I officially had a pizookie? I don't think so.
That hurts me, honestly. It's the
I'm
best
so
thing.
I'm sorry to hurt you so deeply.
Just, but you have to try it. Like,
that sounds great.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And it's like my two favorite things. I love cookies and ice cream and bam, into one. Pizookie.
Okay, I'm done. I mean,
okay.
I'm absolutely on board.
Like,
100%.
Right after this, we're getting 100%, pizookie.
Yes. Okay, next category, three movies that you can jump into and just be in that world. You're not recreating the plot. You're just like hanging with the characters and you
hanging
can be in whatever that world is for as long as you want. Quick, in and out, or just like, I spent like 3 weeks and, you know.
It's funny. The first thing you said when you said that was La La Land, just so I could be with Ryan Gosling.
I mean, listen, I'm putting it down. That's
you know, I'm down for that.
It is not a bad response at all.
Just
great.
For Ryan Gosling, though.
Yeah.
Like the music and all is great. But Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. You're
come
in charge.
On.
You're in charge. If that's all that you take advantage of.
That's all I take advantage
that's
of.
Totally fine. Yeah.
And we get married at the end. Everything's
yeah.
changed.
Well, and I'm going to do a category of like romantic interests.
Oh,
so
okay.
you'll have, you're basically, if you say Ryan Gosling now, you'll have two chances. That increases
yes.
the odds considerably. Yeah.
We love this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Into a world of a movie. That's hard. Let's see.
Could be a cartoon. Could
cartoon.
Be. I know that you don't need to play Lord Voldemort, but if you like the Hogwarts
I know,
world.
Kind of about playing Lord Voldemort, for sure. let's see. I have to go with a classic. I really like Grease.
Oh, God,
I just
yes.
It's
absolutely.
So fun. And,
by
like,
the way,
to dress
you could
up.
Kill it as Cassandy and
I would love that.
Right now.
I just love the vibe.
Great.
The dancing, the singing.
Yeah.
All that. The choice of outfits.
I wonder when they wrote, when Grease was written, if they knew what a classic it was going to
yeah.
be.
Yeah. Like, it's amazing. The yeah. Grease Live, everybody redoing it with Julian
yeah.
Huff and
yeah.
all that. I love Grease. Okay, I'm trying to think a third one. I'm like, what's a fun movie? Or TV show? Oh, yeah. Friends for sure.
Oh, there you go.
There we
That's
go.
Great.
That would be so fun. Just
That's
hanging
great.
Out with your friends all the time.
Oh,
like,
those guys. Boy, they really had a magic
Ross,
combo
Monica.
When they made that show. That is,
oh, for sure.
It's kind of unbelievable. Okay. next category is three places in the world that you would like to have a getaway home. And it doesn't matter if you've ever been there or not.
Yeah.
Let's assume that your best thought about what it would be mm-hmm. like is true.
Yeah. I'll do Greece.
Great.
I've just
spelled
seen,
differently.
Yeah.
I almost spelled it like the movie.
Like, I just saw Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah.
I love that movie. And just watching it, I'm like, I want to be in Greece now.
I've had a fantasy. I can't believe I've never made this fantasy come true. But those places like in Greece where you can swim in clear water and it's like the ruins of buildings and stuff.
I would love that.
That gives me goosebumps. Like, that's like, oh my, that is very cool.
So cool.
All right.
Even though it's very humid there. I might die, but I do love Greece. That's still there.
Now I'm all turned off. Okay. Two more.
I love Hawaii. Yeah. I would have to say Maui, Hawaii for sure. Or any Hawaii.
Yeah. Great.
Let's see. Third place.
The third one's always the hardest.
It's always the hardest. Oh, Australia.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you been yet?
No. That's just somewhere I want to go.
Yeah. You'll love it. Well, I don't know if you'll love, like, you may not want to go into the outback where people like, make sure you have a full supply of food and drink because people die out there.
Are you saying it's nothing like the restaurant?
I am saying it's not like
the restaurant. Are you kidding me? I was hoping it would be that with the brown bread.
That's all you wanted. She doesn't have to go very far for that guy. She does not have to go under the
onions,
world.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next category. I warned you it was going to happen. Here it comes. Romantic interest.
Okay.
It could be a character from, it could be like Ryan Gosling as blank. It could be actual Ryan Gosling. It could be someone from the past, like so-and-so in, you know, this old, like in Greece, like some, you know.
Let's do Ryan Gosling.
Great. I guess I could have seen that coming.
And then, wow, just Ryan's. Ryan Reynolds.
I know. What a doll he's supposed to be.
What a doll.
I can't believe I haven't met him yet. That bothers me deeply.
And Shawn Mendes.
Oh,
for
sure.
Okay. For sure, Shawn Mendes.
Great, great, great. Okay. Next category, let's do three superpowers.
Three superpowers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, stop time.
Oh, dude. Mm-hmm.
So I can just like sleep. Like sometimes I just don't have time for that. Or just like watch Netflix.
Yeah.
And go back to my high school days and watch Netflix and have my friend Ben and Jerry ice cream with me. Like, come on.
I'm surprised that more people don't say that.
Really?
It gets overlooked.
Stopping time?
Yeah.
That's like
choice.
Always my it's first choice. Thing. I'm like, I just need a break.
100%.
Sleep, ice cream.
Love it.
Netflix.
Stop time. Okay, two more.
Oh. I always thought about like flying, like so I would get placed fast, like faster and things like that. But I'm terrified of heights.
Right.
So I probably wouldn't work out. So, or like just like transportation type thing. Like all of a sudden I just snap my finger, I'm in Hawaii. But without
like
flying. Yeah, teleporting. That's the word.
Perfect. I don't know if you have dreams ever that you fly, but my dreams tend to be less. I mean, I don't have them very often, but usually for me, I'm not really flying. I'm just like bounding.
Falling. Oh, yeah.
Oh, falling. Don't even get me started. But this sort of like springy boing, boing, like it's like the gravity is hot. It's like there's just less gravity. Like I'm sure being on the moon is like that, where it's like. It doesn't have the stress of the altitude of flying.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I'm like in a bounce house, but I'm just like
I'm
that. I love those dreams, and it is partially because I'm like, I don't need to be that.
I don't
high
need
up.
To be that.
High.
Okay. Well, ladders even scare me. Like I know that sounds so weird.
No,
but
it doesn't
like
at all.
I'll be on a ladder doing something. Like if I was doing student council, like putting up decorations or anything like that, like. Looking down, I'm like, okay, I need to get down now. It's time to get down.
First of all, I totally get that. And I think so many of each of our, you know, we're all different, but many of the common phobias, like, they're so traceable back to our, like, initial humanoid selves.
Yeah.
Like, when people were, you know, like, you just didn't have anything and you had to climb a tree to get food and fruit and all this, or to go to sleep because, like, there were predators down below.
Yeah.
That's that. I always feel like, I'm in contact with my ancestors.
Yeah,
like when you're
scared
of falling off a ladder, it's like, because
there's
a little genetic part of you that's like, I know that's not safe.
Uh-huh.
And like, I can't go to the hospital because there isn't a hospital yet.
Yeah.
They haven't invented that yet, you know? So that's what I say.
Yeah.
Whenever I have one of those experiences, I always try to go like, hey, I say Lucy.
Someone's telling me something.
Because one time I've said this on the podcast before, but that feeling like when you're falling asleep and you suddenly feel like you're falling and you get that flush of adrenaline, that is literally based on, they think, on this little version of a human called Lucy who like they found, you know, they found her bones or whatever.
Yeah.
But she would sleep in the trees. And so if you fall asleep, you could fall out and something could eat you. So that's where they think that feeling comes from.
Yeah.
'Cause it doesn't serve any other purpose. So that's what I, so whenever I have like a phobic moment where I'm like, I'm afraid of that spider, I'm always like, that spider probably killed some of my ancestors. It's poisonous. Hello to my ancestors.
That's how I am with like bees and stuff. Not really the ancestor, but I'll be like, I'm some, maybe allergic, but I'm not allergic. But like
have
throwing
you been
something.
Stung by a bee?
Oh yeah. It was the, I was actually wearing a shirt that had a bee on it when I got stung by a bee.
Oh,
I was in elementary
school
and I had one of those Justice like cartoon shirts with a bee, and it was like a queen bee. She had a crown on because I was a queen bee. But
and that little
stung.
Bee was like, oh no, she stole our queen out of our hive.
Like,
there
on.
She is on her shirt.
On the
I
basketball
gotta
court.
Save her.
It was on the basketball court when I got stung.
That's crazy. You're the first person I have ever known who has been stung wearing
a bee shirt.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It was great.
That's
was
pretty
a
fantastic.
Great memory there.
Okay, I totally derailed us per
usual,
really, but stop time teleporting one more.
Just get ready at a like snap of a finger, like hair, makeup, all that, because
really
I'm
nice.
Not that good at that
you
stuff.
You don't just like
no.
All of a sudden it's done. Yeah.
No.
okay, great. Let's see. Snap finger.
Yeah. I'm like,
ready.
What is that called?
I'm writing with like a big fat marker for some reason, so there's no room. Okay, final category for you. I'm rewinding in my mind things that we talked about. Okay. How about there's okay. There's a room in your house. It's sort of like a magical room because it's like, it doesn't matter how big or small it needs to be in real life. It's just like magical. But you can go in there, and in that room is three different versions of that feeling of like having your little, your private space. Like it gives you the same feeling as you would have like under the bleachers as a kid.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So it could be like in a forest, like you open your door and it's like,
and
a forest. Or it could be you open the door and you're in like a pillow fort.
Yeah.
Or you open the door and you're in, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like alone, like get to be alone places.
Yeah.
That kind of, again, that triggers that feeling that you have when you're a kid when you're like, this is amazing. Like, this is magical.
I would have to say the beach. Like, if there's no one on the beach,
just
me, like,
great.
Sunset, the beach.
Great. You have a door to the beach. Great.
A door to the beach.
Two more.
And then let's say, I like the forest. Like, I feel like that would be very calming. Like, it kind of like, I just thought of like the forest in Twilight when she opened the door and like nothing's there. It's just so peaceful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just watched Twilight recently. So that's on my mind.
I love a good forest.
Yeah.
I love a good forest. Okay.
And then it's not really like peace or anything, but like a whole stadium just to myself.
Oh, I love that.
Like,
that
would be so cool. Like, I could do anything, like go sing. Go walk the stands, something like that. Just go sit. Like,
I get that. I actually really get that. I think that's an interesting, if I were like a very smart psychologist, I bet I could be like, well, that's probably
deep.
Because, but it is, I think the idea of people, because I love movies. I'm not like excited about all the people having died off in a post-apocalyptic movies.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm so drawn to those movies where it's like, this is New York's Central Park.
Yeah.
Like, all the people are gone and like nature has taken back over or whatever. Anything like that where a place that's normally very populated, you can see it just quiet. I'm very attracted to that as well. So I get it. Okay. As I told you, I'm going to do this like little squiggle thing. So just give me a couple of seconds and then say, stop, whatever your gut tells you. Okay. Here I go.
Stop.
Great. I'm going to pause this, do some very quick, I can't even call it calculations. And come back with your 100% guaranteed fictitious MASH future.
Perfect.
First of all, I feel very bad that I have to tear this Band-Aid off right away because mansion, apartment, shack, and house is the game itself. And it's baked right in to the recipe.
Okay.
And unfortunately, the way it shook out for you with my eeny meeny is that you do have a shack.
Okay. Okay.
However,
it's okay.
You have a beautiful shack in Australia.
All right.
I feel that's
in the Outback?
I mean, do you want it to be in the Outback?
If it has the bread and the onions, maybe.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's, you know what it could even be? It could be like almost like a moho, like a really cool, like a shack, like it's small cuz it's like a little shack, but it's like you could travel around, you could sometimes be in the Outback, sometimes you're by the ocean, sometimes you're in the middle of Sydney and like just hanging with a bunch of people.
Okay.
I like
I'd
this. It's a what's a movable shack?
It's a movable shack.
Great. Okay. Next, if you decide that your shack in Australia is too small for you and you would like to disappear into some other place somehow, I want you to rest assured that you can jump into La La Land whenever you want.
Yes. Okay.
Which primarily means that you're hanging out with Someone called Ryan Gosling.
All right, all right.
Now, I don't know what your other boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds, is going to say about this.
Yes! This is like, put me in a shack. I'm fine, man. I'm fine.
I just hope those two can get over the fact that they're going to have to share you. So fantastic. Ryan's. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
What's going to help you? Your ability to stop time.
Ugh. Wow, this is looking
good. You could have like two lives. You could have like this life, stop time, go have this life, stop time, go have
this amazing.
Life. So you have that very special skill. You also have a magical door in your house that puts you right on a deserted beach. Calm, just you, the feeling of like, this is my secret place.
Yeah.
So congratulations on
that. Thank you,
thank you. And while you're there on the beach, you're like, I'm feeling a little peckish. I wish I could have like, what do I want? Oh, the most perfect acai bowl I've ever had in my life.
Man, this is the life right here.
So there you go. You've got access to that. I kind of feel like you got Hawaii because you have access to a beach and you have access to that. So I feel like not only do you have a place in Australia, you clearly must have a place in Hawaii. I think maybe a good place to get to enjoy, not just on stage, but just like for fun in the sand, your ability to just like do all kinds of flips, like just gymnastics as the day is long.
Love that.
However, I will say, not a great place to practice for your role as a tap dancer in Newsies. I don't feel the beach is a great place to tap dance.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you're going to figure that out.
Get some wood pallets or something on the beach.
some beach wood that you like sand down.
Yeah.
But you also get to have this like fantastic experience being in Newsies, which I'm very satisfied by because I think you're fulfilling a dream of mine.
Yeah, and both of my boyfriends showing up to me.
That's right. Oh, they're going to cheer you on. Both my Ryans. They're going to cheer you on very cheerfully. And that, my dear, is the end of your MASH game.
I love that.
That takes us to the end of the podcast. I just want I'll consult with you and your dad and anybody else who has a opinion about like what song we can put at the end of the podcast. Mm-hmm. But we'll put one of your songs at the end of the podcast. In the meantime, where can people find you? What should they be looking for? What should they be listening to, etc.?
Yeah. So I'm on social media at Tatum Lynn Music. Also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And I'm on iTunes, YouTube under Tatum Lynn.
Great.
And I'm releasing an album at the end of this month September 27th called With Me.
With Me. Great. Yes. Great. Yeah. And we'll put depending on when it comes out, we can put like a hyperlink in the show
perfect.
Notes. I sounded like I knew what I was talking about when I said that. Maybe I may have stuttered a little too much. Yeah. Tatum Lynn, thank you so much for doing
the podcast. Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
What a blast. Guys, you know, I'm going to talk to you next time on the podcast.
I wish you told me when we first met. You could have told me you're a bad bet. I guess I just didn't know yet. Oh. I wish I hadn't met your best friends. I gave you holidays and weekends. And now you tell me that you're leaving. Oh. When I think about the time I've wasted, I know it's gone, it ain't coming back. You said you loved me, but you hesitated. Where'd you ever learn to love like that? No, you didn't have to be so mean. There's a better way to do bad things. Guess your love is never what it seemed. See you later, baby, XO, XO. If I meet somebody else like you, at least I'll know exactly what. Promised me a good life. You told me I could make a good wife. Oh, I took it as a good sign. Whoa. And now it's time to let go. I'm still happy that we met though. See you never, baby, XO. When I think about the time I've wasted, I know it's gone, it ain't coming back. You said you loved me, but you hesitated. Where'd you ever learn to love like that? No, you didn't have to be so mean. There's a better way to do bad things. Guess your love is never what it seemed. See you later, baby, XO, XO. ain't coming back. You said you loved me, but you hesitated. Where'd you ever learn to love like that?
The show is recorded by me and edited by Julian Burrell. And as always, the JV Club theme song is Back Before We Were Brittle by the amazing Say Hi.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.